Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Carol Linz is survived by her husband Dave, two sons, Craig and Peggy of Roscoe, Illinois, and Doug and Wendy of Lone Tree, Colorado. Three grandchildren, a great-grandson, a brother, Floyd and Lois Gruber, and sisters-in-law, Rita Gruber, Dolores Gruber, Arlene and Steve Meese, Lucy Rooney, Kathy Linz, and Glenda Linz. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain. Margaret J. Ritchie, 90 of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11, with a rosary service at 8:30. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Margaret Ritchie is survived by seven children, Kathy and Bob Everson of Fenimore, Jeannie and Chris Wolfe of Wazika, Bonnie and Todd Stenner, and Barbara and Rick Ritter, all of Boscobel, Ron and Christy Ritchie of Blue River, Michael and Jeannie Ritchie of Sun Prairie, and Jerry and Kathy Ritchie of Appleton. Son-in-law, Stanley Fritz of Mount Carroll, Illinois, 18 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, along with other relatives and friends. Margaret J. Ritchie, 90 of Boscobel. Peg Sprecher, 75 of Spring Green, died April 3rd at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 10:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family. Peg Sprecher is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jerry, a son, Martin and Sonia Sprecher, a daughter, Sherry and Tim Jordan, grandchildren, a great-grandchild, siblings, Brent Nielsen and Jeffrey Clare, and Jody and Troy Nolden. Brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, nieces and nephews. Peg Sprecher, 75 of Spring Green. Alfred E. Al Frymiller, 93 of Boscobel, died Saturday at Boscobel Care and Rehab in Boscobel. Private graveside services will be held at the Boscobel Cemetery. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Shriners Children's Hospital are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Al Frymiller is survived by his wife, Virginia, a son, Gene Frymiller of Boscobel, two daughters, Christine and Joseph Anderson of Loyal, and Denise Grunau of Dodgeville, 10 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Alfred E. Al Frymiller, 93 of Boscobel.